Today on Older and Wiser...
Is it true that women love men with a beer gut? We've got the survey results.
Also, more and more drivers can't remember where they're going or how they got there. We'll explain. Plus, why so many millennials never take off their headphones.
Also, how some of us are renovating our homes just to impress the neighbors. You're listening to Older and Wiser. Hey, everybody, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles with Susan Sikora, who's at her home in Sonoma County, California. Good morning, Susan.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I love our headline, our first headline today. I feel so at home with this story that it had to be right at the top of the show. Here's the headline. Survey finds that women prefer a dad bod over six-pack abs. What a relief to hear this. Do you believe it? Do you believe this could be true, that women really don't care about a tight, muscular abdominal area on their
I man? I think men with these bad dad bods like to think so. Yeah. Actually, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure this is all that important to women. I don't know that that's the first thing I'd look at.
Men think it is. Men assume that women are only attracted to them if they are muscular.
You mean to tell me that men have the same bad body images that women do?
Sure they do, in a big way.
You know, I don't know. I think with the dad bod thing, maybe they're attracted because they think if he's got a little bit of a gut, then if I have a little bit of a gut, it's okay.
But I think that's it.
Like, you know, if he's going to be in tight shirts and jeans and I'm going to be in a muumuu, there's something wrong with this picture here.
You know, this whole dad bod thing has become viral. Just last week, Nick Jonas, you know, he just recently got married. There was a picture of him on a boat in his swimsuit, and he's a little squishy, to be honest. Yeah. But the reaction wasn't negative. And 4 out of 5 believe that a dad bod is a sign of a man who is confident in his own skin. Mm-hmm. So well, I guess that's probably right.
Yeah. Or he just doesn't have time to work out. And if he does, he'd rather sit and eat the chips.
I think we all, as men, we all want to have had the six-pack abs at some point in our lives so that we can acknowledge it and then consciously let go of it.
I don't know. I mean, you could speak to that obviously more easily than I can as a guy, but you know what? I think the truth is that for either sex, if you want to be really toned, especially in the gut, it takes work. And after a while, you say, life is short. Am I going to spend it working out so that I look good when I die? Or am I going to spend it having a good time and then say, you know, that was fun. What's next?
A little moderation on both ends probably is the way to go.
Yeah, right. Your priorities change a little, I think.
Our next survey today reveals that 27% of Americans are zombie drivers. Now, you know what a zombie driver is?
Yes.
You know, we've all done it.
Basically, or you're zoning out, right?
Yeah, we've all done it. You know how it is. You're going someplace you've been to a million times, and you get there, and you cannot remember how you got there. You can't remember a stop sign, a turn that you made. You can't remember what the weather was like, but somehow you ended up there.
There's a lot of people who get very distracted, and they think they can multitask. I interviewed a doctor who wrote a book on brain health years ago, and I wish I could remember his name, but I think it was called something like Brain Works or whatever. I don't want to misquote him. But he did say to me, because he had done research on the brain, and he said, multitasking is a myth. And I've said it over and over, and I'll keep saying it because people don't believe it. They think if you can't multitask, there's something wrong with you. If you're multitasking, your mind is not on the main thing it should be. It's on a little bit here and a little bit there, and you get distracted. When you're driving, you should drive. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not so sure that the subconscious mind is any less a good driver than your conscious mind. That's the only thing. It's very possible that your subconscious mind will also see obstacles in the road, you know, would stop if there was a stoplight, but yet you still don't remember. It just doesn't go into your memory, perhaps, because it's so insignificant.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I assume then let's get off the table the fact that especially young people should not be texting while driving and all of that. We all know that just makes sense. I mean, if you're doing that, you're just asking, you're an accident waiting to happen, I think. I just think people get distracted. Sometimes you can get distracted just thinking about something, like you said, about what you're going to say to the boss, or that something came up and you've got your mind on it, or where you're going, or where you were last night. None of that stuff has anything to do with the fact that somebody could stop suddenly, not stop at a, you know, crossroads, and, you know, your reflexes are going to be compromised, I think.
I guess, but I don't know. I just wonder whether this autopilot thing, which, by the way, of these 2,000 U.S. drivers who were surveyed, 55% said they often feel like they are driving on autopilot four times a week.
Yeah,
I'm just not sure that autopilot's so bad, though. Maybe it's just fine. I don't know.
I think you and I are on different ends of the spectrum here for that one. I think when you're driving, I think you've got to keep your mind on the road. And I do believe that sometimes it's hard. So we all get there. I mean, my mind is wandered too. And I think, you know, think about what you're doing and where you're going. And then you can worry about making a call or talking to somebody or what you're going to say or how you're going to pay that bill or whatever it is. That, you know, it's like an assembly line. Everything to me goes back to Lucy and Ethel. And I love Lucy on that assembly line when they're making the chocolates.
Yeah.
And it's like, keep things moving along and don't try to do too many things at once, because then you're like Lucy shoving the chocolates down her bra.
One thing at a time. Okay.
That's true.
Drive. Don't be a zombie driver. All right. Our next survey, this is interesting. Here's the headline. Neighbors spend thousands to have the nicest house on the block. 1 in 5 Americans will admit to doing home improvement projects for no other reason than to one-up the next door neighbor.
What's wrong with them? What's happened to them?
Well, listen, there's a lot of competition on your typical residential street. If you've got a bad front yard, you feel bad because the neighbors are spending a lot more time on their front yard. In part, you don't want to ruin the look of the neighborhood by letting your grass grow too long or letting your white picket fence get ugly. But I think what they're talking about here is people who want to have the best house on the street. They want to show up the other neighbors. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that sadly, I think that is true. I don't know that it's this many, and I hope it's not. I have a feeling that this is self-imposed pressure. Now, I'm not saying that the front yard should look like, you know, Tobacco Road or something, and you shouldn't, you know, I mean, you should cut the grass. Don't let it look like blight. If you really do need a paint job, or at least, you know, borrow a pressure washer if you don't have one, get the dirt off your house once a year or something. I mean, there's things like that that you can keep it clean and neat and at least trimmed and tidy, okay?
Yeah.
Whether or not you have prize petunias growing or geraniums or if your colors are red, white, and blue. If you want to redo your flowers, redo them. But to me, if you're going to put on some really fancy patio just because you can, or a pool in the backyard, not because you're going to swim, but because the people next door don't have it, it's kind of silly to me. I mean, if you love it,
but
if
I
that's
think
what
that
you
happens
want, you're going to enjoy it.
All the time. People, we always get in conversations with people who are telling us about their kitchen renovation, what kind of countertops they're going to have, that they shipped in some kind of marble from someplace. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. According to this, the average homeowner has spent $3,558 on home improvements that were only done to impress other people.
Did they say what age these people were?
No.
Because I think this kind of thing matters to you when you're younger, or if it's a first or second home and you're kind of on your way up the ladder professionally and every place else. I just think after a while when you get older, it's not that you let it go. It's just you realize life is short. And again, like the six pack. Do you want to waste your life doing – I mean, do you want to spend your life doing sit-ups half the day?
That's
do you
true.
Want to spend your life tweaking the garden? If you like to garden, if you love to garden, get out there and pull the weeds and garden or do whatever. But if, you know, if it doesn't matter, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I think that money could be spent elsewhere. I really do.
I think we were talking about this on a previous podcast about how older people, when they look back at their lives and they look at they talk about their regrets, that oftentimes they'll say, I wish I hadn't renovated my kitchen and I had instead used that money to travel to Italy with my family and build some memories rather than building a stupid kitchen.
I don't think anyone on their deathbed is going to say, I really should have gotten new awnings last summer.
No. One of the things people will do, which I think is a function of this trying to impress other people, is they'll put in a new deck and buy a lot of furniture and stuff like that. And the argument is, we want to be able to entertain.
Yeah, right.
Now, and will they actually ever have people over? Or do they just want to show them the new deck?
Well, that's first of all, that's that. The second thing is, a lot of people don't like to go over and see the new stuff because they know, oh, now they're going to show me their new stuff and I'm just going to feel bad when I go home and look at the dump I'm in. You know, if you're sitting in a director's chair that's 25 years old and they've got the new, you know, Redwood set from Pottery Barn or whatever the catalog or renovation hardware, then guess what? You know, you're going to feel like, oh, look at the dump we're in here.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
I mean, how are you going to use it? That's the whole thing. If you're just doing something to impress somebody, you know, 9 times out of 10, those people are not living with you.
Do it for you and enjoy it. That's all you want.
Now, the other thing, there's a reason also to perhaps improve things once in a while, and not everything, but there's a few things that will pay you back in the long run, and that's if you're going to put your house on the market. But again, it should still be something, if you're going to be there for a while, don't think, well, I'll do a great big deck, because in 20 years when I sell the house, it'll improve the value.
All right, our last topic of the day. According to this new survey, 47% of people wear headphones to get away from their surroundings. I've always wondered why millennials are always wearing headphones, and this is the answer.
They
want to get away from us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're tired of hearing us. They want to shut out the world.
Yeah, and each other maybe. And each other. Let's keep that one in mind. I don't think it's just, you know, their parents or their grandparents. I think it's also, you know, they want some peace and quiet. It's very hard to find peace and quiet these days. You and I can remember, I'm sure, when the whole New Age thing started and people were saying, you've got to meditate and you've got to be quiet. To find a place where you are quiet all the time, unless you go to church.
They're not quiet. They're listening to thumping music in their heads.
Well,
my concern is you see people walking down busy city streets all the time wearing headphones. Sometimes they're those big, heavy headphones that block out all the sound. Sometimes they're the little earbuds that stick in your ear, but you can almost hear the thumping music coming through the earbuds. What I'm worried about is the fact that they're hearing none of their environment. So they could literally step out in front of a fire engine and they would never have heard the fire engine.
Well, there have been accidents. I'm sure there are. I've heard it from people who walk down the street, friends on the East Coast in New York City. They see it all the time. People just kind of walking into other people, or they're working with their headphones, and if they're doing something on their phone, it's like walking around with a computer in front of you. Look, the other thing is you wouldn't get on a bike or take a walk and try to read a book at the same time.
Do you think you're signaling to others when you wear headphones? Are you signaling to others, leave me alone, I don't want to talk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's part of this, for sure.
And this is a millennial thing. You don't see older people walking around with headphones.
I've seen it here and there. I can't say I have not. Uh-huh. I cannot say I have not. Not as much, but every now and then you
public
see somebody walking around.
You see it on public transportation.
If you're saying headphones, I would say, you know, the little buds that go in the ears. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. But you see people on a subway or a bus, they're often wearing it. And I can understand why. There's not much to listen to that's fun. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I have some, and I've tried to wear them, but I'm always pulling them out to hear what people have to say, or hear the announcement on the PA system, or check to make sure, you know, I'm not missing something.
So you know what?
I can't wear headphones.
This reminds me of what we just talked about a minute or so ago, and that is in terms of when you're driving, keep your mind on the road, don't get distracted, and when you're walking around, too, and also when you're with other people. Yeah, I think you need to be aware of your surroundings wherever you are. And I mean, if you're working, if you've got a cubicle somewhere and you need to get a project done and you want to put the headphones in so that people don't bother you so you can get it done, fine. But you don't want to be the last one sitting there because everybody left because there was a fire drill or a fire. And you don't know it until you start smelling the smoke.
You could see, oh my gosh, the fire alarm could be going off and you're in your cubicle and everyone else is gone and you don't realize it.
You have to pay attention.
The new work environments are interesting too. You know, when we were working in offices, there were doors on offices. There were cubicles that were pretty private. But today, the new hot work environment is everybody sits out in a room. There are couches. Mm-hmm.
I've seen those. Yeah.
But you'll notice when you see the photos of that kind of stuff, everyone's got headphones in.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it looks aesthetically, it looks nice. It's like, it's sort of like working in the living room, you know?
And we're working together. We're teaming up.
Yeah. And we can have coffee and there's a coffee table and I've got my laptop or something else or my phone is here. So all the devices are smaller and you can still get the work done. But I agree. If you're trying to concentrate on something, that kind of atmosphere it can be very conversational. That's a good thing and a bad thing. And it's a good thing for obvious reasons because you're relating to people, but it's bad if you're trying to get a project done. Then you better go back to your cubicle if there is one. If that's it, then the headphones are your only resource.
I know. I have my little solution is I have one headphone. Like
for one ear?
In one ear, yeah. I mean, I can listen to the news or I can listen to a podcast or something, but I can still hear out of my other ear.
Oh, you're so distracted. No wonder you don't have abs.
It's an old man thing. No wonder I don't have abs. Thank you so much.
That dad bod goes right with that one earphone.
It really does. Oh, it's one big hot package right there. All right, we're out of time. Susan, as we leave, as always, what is your final thought of the day?
Well, I'm going to paraphrase a woman I always loved, and that was Joan Rivers, the late Joan Rivers. We lost her way too soon. And she used to say about housework, and it goes back to the house and tweaking and doing and all that to impress the neighbors and even the abs. And here it is. The hell with the house. Take care of yourself.
Love that. To hell with the house. Take care of yourself. On that note, we're out of here. See you next time on Older and Wiser.